Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Niall or Nine podcast. It's myself, Niall, and Andrea Cleary here. And on this week's pod, we're talking about the art of sampling. The art of sampling.
We are.
And use our favourite music samples. That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about, surprisingly, Andrea, we've never done this before in a broad sense. We've done it in the individual album sense, but never in a broad spectrum. Which is what we're going to do this week.
I think you could say we haven't technically done this before.
We haven't.
I think that would be the phrase you could use. Yeah. Technically, we haven't done an episode on this. Yeah. We have talked at length about sampling on the Beyoncé Renaissance episode. And what was the other episode?
Chemical Brothers, Dig Your Own Hole. Yeah. We talked about a lot of the samples on that as well. That was from last year, I believe. So, yeah. So there's loads of things that we've covered in a way. But we've never kind of just had an episode just on sampling. So I wanted to do that. I thought it'd be nice, bit of fun, bit of crack. So by way of introduction, I'm going to play a collection of famous sample songs and their original samples. This is not a quiz, so don't worry about it. I will tell you what they are. But if you want it to be a quiz, it could be a quiz. I tell you what, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 7 songs. You're going to know them very well.
Okay.
Let's play them and see what happens. We'll be right back.
find you and take it slowly.
Okay, that's seven tracks that you will definitely know. The at least the ones that were sampled or that were sampled. That used the sample.
That we're sampling.
That we're sampling. Yes, those ones and the original.
I enjoyed that, Niall.
Thanks.
It was like the pace of a DJ in the Globe.
Okay.
Just playing as many songs as possible.
It's nice. No girl talk. It's much much slower than that. Of course, you heard Britney Spears' Toxic. The original sample is from a Bollywood song from 1981. I'm going to try and pronounce it. Lata Mangeshkar and S.P. Balasubram Yanater Mer Beach Mine. So,
wow, Niall, I didn't know you were bilingual.
Yeah, I know.
And what does that mean?
I don't know. Beyonce's Crazy in Love, obviously. Are You My Woman from the Chai Lights. Tupac, California Love. It's Joe Cocker with Woman to Woman. I didn't know it was Joe Cocker. Len, Steal My Sunshine. Andrea, True Connection was the source of that original sample. Stardust, Music Sounds Better With You. The original source, of course, is Chaka Khan, Fate. MIA, Paper Planes, sampling The Clash, Straight to Hell. And Fugees, Ready or Not, sampling Enya's Bodhicitta. Of course, we had an Enya episode a year or two ago, so we did mention that, I'm sure, at the time. So yeah, I think for me, the reason I love discovering music through sampling, I think it's a great way to discover, it's a gateway. Sampling is a gateway drug into new discoveries, and it's been always been one of my favorite ways to discover music. So later on in the show, we're gonna share some of those kind of favorites that we have. But before that, so the reason I wanted to do this episode this week, I do an Irish Tracks of the Week every week, and I just happened to be listening to a song by a Dublin producer called Rory Sweeney and a Belfast rapper called MB, and they sampled a very famous song, which I'm going to play now. This is it's from a new EP they have on Bandcamp. I included it in Irish Tracks this week called All My Life, MB and Rory Sweeney. Yeah.
They let art in tin, walking a rave in my dark skin. Nice to get a like real whiz kid when I jump on stage with their boss lips sink. Hey, little screw screw, I'm a car engine. Spec on my name when I start venting. Paint a machine and I start bending. Ain't done A1, I'ma start pending. Yeah, yeah, this is art in tin. Ain't nobody stepping to art king kin. Call me the Zark King, pink off flow, yeah. I'm only starting tin. I'm from the city with a star man, shit's not sweet, good hearts, but they aren't thinking. Reach the peak like art in tin, but they only hit the top till I start tending. Play it safe and I'm far fetching. Don't care, man, I run up in your yard flexing. If I drop, it's a chart entrance. If I stop on the ram, it's a far sentence, yeah. And yeah, I got cadence. I can stop on the dime with a hard ending. I hang him on a cliff like a jarring ting, hey. Yo, I'm on my art in tin. Yeah, deep, not shallow. Lost in the creek, no paddle, don't dabble. Then when I chase in themselves, I can see from the way that they creep in the shadows.
I think there's an art to that. There's an art to taking a very famous, well-known sample, in that case, Backstreet Freestyle by Kendrick Lamar, and which is not actually a sample as well. It's an original part of the track, and turning it into something else. That's the brilliant thing about sampling. It's the conversation that it builds with music, past and present, and at its worst, it's a grab bag sample from a big major label act because they're on the same label and they're able to get a clearance. Or the modern version of sampling in terms of pop music is the interpolation and like really taking a melody line, maybe not sampling it directly, but taking the core melody from another song. And as we heard recently, what was it? The Babe Rexha and David Guetta song. What was that one? We did it in
was that
Podcast Awards.
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Bitch?
No, not that one, but it was the David Guetta and what was it called?
I'm
Blue,
God.
The Eiffel 65 I'm Good song. Sorry. Awful. Sorry for bringing it up. Sorry. My apologies.
Absolutely
to you
awful.
And everyone else. Because you now have Eiffel 65 in your head. But look, that's the sliding scale of sampling. And what we're going to talk a bit later on is some of the our favorite albums and some albums that have really done wonderful things with sampling. But you can't really tell the story of sampling without starting with a certain break, and that is the Amen break. So from from the 1969 B-side from the Winstons, a song called Amen Brother, which has given us basically the most sampled song in history, which has become, I know there's 4,000, over 4,000 songs listed on whosampled.com, which is a sampling resource website, that have sampled this song itself. The Amen Break, as it's known, is a 6 second little bit of drum break performed by Gregory Coleman from the Winstons. They were a short-lived band. I think they won a Grammy for the Flip Side A side of this single, which was called Colour Him Father. But this is the B side. It's called Amen Brother. And here's the little snippet that became so much more than a B side. So yeah, the most sampled drum break in history, basically the most sampled song in history. Originally, this started as a B-side. It started to appear on compilation albums for drum breaks for DJs from 1986 to 1991. A compilation album series called Fry Ultimate Breaks and Beats, put out by a New York label called Street Beat Records. So that's featured drum breaks for DJs and turntables at the time. A lot of turntablists and DJs were doing that kind of thing. The first major act to use it were Salt and Pepper on a song called I Desire in 1986, but probably most really popularized by NWA Straight Outta Compton. And it began to be used a lot in hip hop, and then it morphed into something else, and then it came across the water and became a British affair, really. And what happened was the Amen Break started to be used in different ways in early hardcore and rave music, and then onto drum and bass and garage and jungle in particular. So drum, bass and jungle especially. So I have a selection of Amen Break songs that are going to take us from NWA right up to last year, because it's still in use. It still essentially works as a backdrop for genres and a sound. And let's start with NWA.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Let's do it.
Let the bass kick.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yaka booyaka, MB from the dance. Booyaka, booyaka, we no take part of that. Booyaka, booyaka. Incredible. Mr. Lee, keep on the mind, the gentleman, pretty general. Keep on my in my style. We keep that original. Minimum of the skin. We know that I'm partial. Minimum of the sense. DJ, do them funeral.
Yaka,
that we bring are of a different nature. Rhythms get greater and the rhythms they get greater. Yes, another rougher tough form for the chaser. New configuration, new riff and new structure. Built on the frame that'll hold and won't puncture. Tight, we wrap it up, it's wrapped tightly. Mm.
close. Sleepy time, fast moving here.
Find a rope to hang. I'm not bipolar, see, I'm just known by those couple names. I wanna tell my pops, but shit, he'll probably say the same.
Tick, 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 tick.
That was a journey through the history of music of the last 30 years or so, using just the Amen break. We started in 1998 with the NWA song Straight Outta Compton, got Carl Cox, Let the Bass Kick, Snow, Informer, Apollo 2, Return to Atlantis, Prodigy and Poison, General Levy, Incredible, and Ganja Crew, Super Sharp Shooter, Ronnie Size, Brown Paper Bag, David Bowie, Little Wonder, the Futurama team, Tyler the Creator with Pigs, Adam F. Circles, and bring us up to 2021, Pink Panther S and Break It Off. So as you can hear, there is still very much in use, the Amen break. It is either, whether it's been sampled originally or like Pink Panther S there sampling another old song, an old drum and bass song from Adam F. Circles, that is it's still in the conversation, and that's what sampling is all about. That's like sampling a song from 1997, and why do people sample? I mean, the reason people sample is because they're being resourceful. They don't have, maybe they don't play drums, maybe they don't they have access to records, they have access to, especially now, digital equipment. You can sample anything you want. Obviously there's a wider, you know, conversation to be had, which we're going to avoid here, about largely about sample clearances and copyright and stuff like that. That's a larger topic. But we will touch a bit on that with the albums later on, I think, as well. In regards to the Amen break, an author called Michael Schneider, who wrote a book called A Beginner's Guide to Constructing the Universe, he argued that the shape of Gregory Coleman's break in terms of the waveform actually matched the ancient Greek beauty standard known as the golden ratio. So isn't that interesting? So it began to be used quite a lot between 1988 and 1996. And in 1996, Strut Records, a UK kind of reissue label, the Winstons frontman was Richard Lewis Spencer, and he got contacted along with the drummer, and neither of them have received any royalties for that break until, and Spencer wasn't aware, in terms of the Winstons frontman, wasn't aware of its use until 1996 when they were contacted by Strut. So, you know, one of the problems with this in terms of sampling and attribution for this kind of stuff is it's morphed so much away from the original 6 second part from the B-side that people wouldn't even know what it is and where it came from originally. So when people were using it in the mid-90s especially, the drummer Gregory Coleman sadly died in Atlanta in 2006 without receiving any royalties from his drum break. In 2015, a DJ in the UK set up a GoFundMe page to kind of address that in some way, giving Richard Lewis Spencer give him some sort of thank you for the Amen break, and 2,000 people donated around $26,000 to Spencer, and he posted a video of himself on Facebook holding a big giant check. It's not much, but it is some small gesture in order to give back to the persons or the people who are responsible. Sadly, the drummer had passed away by that point. So yeah, seriously iconic piece of recording that has given us genres like jungle and drum and bass and kind of future garage stuff as well, because it all comes from that. And that's the conversation of music that we know and love. So I'd like to talk a little bit about some famous albums. And one for me and a lot of people is Jay Dilla's Donuts. It's obviously an album that comes with a bit of baggage because it was made while the producer Jay Dilla was in his hospital bed. He was convalescing in Cedars-Sinai Medical Center due to complications from lupus and TTP. And the album was essentially made as a project while he was in hospital and released 2 days before his actual death. The album itself, it's hard not to kind of divorce that from what it actually is because it was released 3 days before his death on his 32nd birthday in 2005. And it's really, Dilla was a sampler. He was a producer who made so many different tracks for A Tribe Called Quest and people like Janet Jackson. I think for him, Donuts is kind of his opus, his work in which he encapsulated all the best things that he did, because he did it as a producer first. It features 31 songs. They're not made for rappers. They're not made for people to use over, though a lot of them have been used since then by people like Ghostface Killah. But really, a lot of these songs are sketches, and they're beautiful sketches, and they're absolutely crammed. There's so many samples on this. Play a couple of versions here. This is Working On It. You've got 10cc, Mantronics, the Beastie Boys, loads of other things. Here's a bit of that. I was working on it. As I said, it features a absolutely terrible song from 10cc. Well, it's deliberately kind of a terrible song. It's called The Worst Band in the World by 10cc. You hear the Beastie Boys, the New Style in there. Malcolm McLaren, Buffalo Gals is in there. There's loads of Raymond Scott. There's loads of things in there. And that kind of encapsulates his grab bag philosophy for Donuts. And it's become one of those kind of all-time great sample records. And, you know, really now the problem with sampling in terms of making albums, as we've seen even last week, we discussed De La Soul's 3 Feet High and Rising and how that's going to come back on digital services soon. But the main reason that that's been dragging in terms of going back on digital distribution is because labels have been reluctant to clear the samples that are featured on the album because it's a bit of a headache. And that's a specialist job and it's a hard thing to do. It is due to land, their first 6 albums are due to land on March 3rd on streaming platforms due to Tommy Boy, who bought the rights to the catalogue. But for that, Warner weren't willing to do that. Other albums like the Avalanches is said to have 3,500 samples across an hour of music. I don't even know how that's possible, but I think what the only thing that can explain it is maybe individual samples might, an individual song or source might make up a dozen or so different samples that were used and kind of brought together. Here is a bit of the Avalanches and from the vibe they are doing on Since I Left You, which came in 2000.
Hey, my load is lighter. Since I met you, I found the world so new.
Yeah, that is some of the Avalanches there. Another album which I mentioned there, Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique, their second album, which was made with the Dust Brothers and made in this really eclectic style that 1989, again, an early time for sampling, and they essentially really have got away with the sampling of this record because it's, first of all, it's very dense. It has so many different things on it. It has like Johnny Cash and a ridiculous number of the Beatles, I think, as well. Like, it's just so many different things. Sly and the Family Stone, Sugar Hill Gang. It's kind of very self-referential. And they kind of use it as a call and response thing. So one example, I think there's 13 different songs on the song Shake Your Rump. So here is some of, you'll hear some of the samples and then the original track, Shake Your Rump. So yeah, 13 songs on that in a row there. That is Foxy, Get Off, Funky, 4 Plus 1, that's the joint, Sugar Hill Gang, 8 Wonder, Afrika Bambaataa, The B-Boys, Rolls Royce, a couple of Rolls Royce songs, Alphonse Muzon, Funky Snakefoot, loads of things in there. And a lot of it is like the early 70s, which is what a lot of people at that time were sampling as well, 70s funk and early hip-hop. So yeah, right now you would not be able to make an album like that and certainly not release it commercially. But I think enough time has passed with that one that it's kind of gone past the point of being able to really do anything about it. Where our next one, a lot of the sources for DJ Shadows introducing are actually so obscure that even finding probably the people who were involved in this in the first place would be quite difficult. And you know, Introducing became a pretty seminal album in 1996, pretty and very important for me in terms of my listening. I remember like hearing this and feeling like I've never heard anything like it, and I still haven't. And what Introducing is a masterpiece, more as well as sampling, but a masterpiece of collage, production, mixing and arrangement, because all DJ Shadow does with this album is takes has three pieces of equipment, an Akai MPC 60 sampler, a Technics turntable, a 1200 turntable, and a tape recorder. And that's it. And that's all he makes this. He would sample the vinyl albums accumulated from his trips to a place called Rare Records, which was a record shop in Sacramento where he was from. He just spent hours crate digging. That's all he would do. And he would come back and then make all this kind of stuff. Obviously, the album became a really seminal, important piece of pop culture, really. And of course, Irish trivia, the cover was shot by a Limerick man called B Plus, who often does things here. I think he is based in LA still. He's done a lot of work. He took photos of a lot of people. He's a great photographer, and his work is on Introducing as well. So here is just one track, I think a bit of the stem long stem from the album and some of its associated samples, because what you'll hear here is how he weaves them into this kind of singular tapestry. Insight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight. Insight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight. Okay, that's Zeta Shadow introducing is the album, of course, and Stem, that are some of the samples from that as well. Big, long list. Another album maybe we're mentioning is a Girl Talks Night Ripper, a album which not only sampled the shit out of absolutely everything, but smashed it together in an ADHD kind of style that was like, this is what you're doing. You're listening to snippets of famous pop songs. You're kind of recognizing things that are being thrown at you. So it was very exciting when it came out at the time. Girl Talk, Night Ripper. I think the label, it came out in 2006. I remember him playing shows in Whelan's and it being this like silly thing that like absolutely sweaty, Foggy Notions put him on around the time of that 2006. Really, really fun. And it just something that really took off. Sadly for himself, I don't think he really did an awful lot, but I think he's gone on to, actually he had something out recently, but in terms of say somebody like Danger Mouse, who took the Beatles White Album and Jay-Z's Black Album and made the Grey Album, and then is still out there making great music. Like we talked last year about Danger Mouse and Black Thought's album Cheat Codes, and so that was really great. And so he's still out there doing that, but here's a bit of just the fizziness of the fizzy pop of Night Ripper from Girl Talk. Make a bitch rich, cause the baddest bitch talks to
One day favor.
So yeah, kind of this hyperactive grab bag of a DJ mix kind of vibe. So yeah, I remember being very fun, but it's very off the time, isn't it? It's very off the time. It's like all the mashup stuff that happened around the same time when people got excited about the internet and they were like getting the Strokes and putting them together with Christina Aguilera, which I was only listening to last week. Actually, a fun song. I'm gonna bring that onto my DJ keys at some point and play it out. But fun, yeah. I hadn't heard that for a while, but
I remember there being a remix going around on the radio that was Pink's Get the Party Started and something else. I want to say like a hip hop song. I don't remember what it was though, but it's like, it's in there. It's in my brain.
Let's have a look.
Threatening to emerge. They used to play it on FM.
Sweet Dreams? Here, hold on a sec here.
Yeah, that's it.
Here we go.
It's not good.
It's time to get the party started. Yeah. It's time to get the party started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of killer. Not yeah. The song.
Skip into it. Yo, hear it.
Funk Doc walk into the club acting rowdy. I'm hounding for the right girl to crown me.
Not great. Look, whatever. But look, do you know what is good?
It's funny because that's around the time I stopped listening to pop music. So
why?
Go figure.
Here's the Strokes Christina Aguilera one because it's good. That's enough of that.
I don't know what to make of that.
Mashup time.
Do you know what? I think the bridge is quite good, or like the pre-chorus.
Yeah.
And I hate the rest of it. But the pre-chorus sounds like Soccer Mommy.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
That sounds quite.
But at
like
the time, like you weren't allowed to listen to these songs. It was kind of like that. These were too removed from each other. You couldn't listen to Strokes and Christina Aguilera at the same time. So somebody doing this was it was Freelance Hellraiser, I think, who did this, who was causing trouble for people and their music tastes and their friends. You're like, oh, yeah, what are you doing listening to Christina? Oh, no, I'm listening to Strokes. You know.
Oh no, but it's actually really good. Even though Christina Aguilera's on it, it's really good.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's what people. That's what mostly lads were saying probably at the time.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. Lads and me.
another album, of course, we discussed last year was Beyoncé's Renaissance, which we did a full episode on the samples and the house music samples, especially on that record. But maybe it's time to talk about some of our favorite samples. I believe myself and yourself have a Kendrick one each. So I'm going to... ask you to go first because I have way too many, and I'm sorry, I have way too many.
Whose name is on this podcast? Okay, this isn't the Andrea Nine podcast. It's the Nine or Nine podcast. Equal, you can have as many
podcast
damn samples as you want.
I got carried away today. I made too many. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I made 10.
I mean, exactly 50% of mine are Kanye West. So I'm just gonna give people a warning about that up front. But Yeah, Kendrick, Hood Politics, sampling All For Myself by Sufjan Stevens. And I think it sounds great. You have?
I do, yeah.
Niall does the mixing desk, just a little peek behind the curtain. Here's what they sound like.
I didn't actually know this one. Or maybe I'd forgotten, or I certainly, when you said it to me, I was like, what?
Yeah, I remember reading about it a while back on a Reddit thread or something. And then it popped into my head today when I was putting together my list. I was like, I'm certain that there's a Kendrick Sufjan sample around. So I did a little Google and I was like, oh, there okay. It is.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, it's good.
Been A1 since day one, you niggas boo boo. Your own boy, your black that you from, boo boo. Little hoes you went to school with, boo boo. Baby mama and your new bitch, boo boo. We was in the hood, 14 with the deuce deuce. 14 years later, going hard like we used to on the dead homies.
Okay, stop suddenly. That was Hood Politics, yeah, from To Pimp a Butterfly, and Sufjan Stevens.
Also, a good reminder to go back and listen to The Age of Ads, which is an album I don't listen to often enough by Sufjan. Yeah. And that song is so great. It's so good. Yeah,
it's a dense release now, that one.
It was, I can't remember if we reviewed it or not, did we? Or talked about it?
I'm pretty sure
I have a memory of us talking about it. Yeah, maybe we might have. But yeah, that's my Kendrick sample. What's your Kendrick sample?
Well, it's on a similar tip, actually.
I think I can guess it.
Yeah, it's a sample. Here, I'm going to play it. I'm going to talk about it. This is Money Trees.
Okay.
Tryna get it, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Hit that house, yeah, bitch. Tell me, is you with it, you bitch?
Yeah, bitch.
Home invasion was persuasive.
So just to be clear, obviously it started there with the sample, which is Beach House, Silver Soul, and you can hear it being reversed. Some of these videos are from YouTube channels, and one particular is from a really great YouTube channel called Tracklib, who make a very visual representation. They actually offer samples, I think, free shout out to them. Sample clearances, but some famous stuff as well. But Tracklib, and they make these lovely videos where they show how a sample has been made, and they layer it up and they show a really good visualization of it. I really like that because it's the reverse of it as well. And if you didn't know, you wouldn't know it was a Beach House track sample on Money Trees. Kendrick obviously has form, actually, now I think of it. So he has another track I can think of that he sampled, Mr. Twin Sister. We will never call it just Twin Sister. Meet the Frownies. What song was it again that he sang? It was on the same album as well, wasn't it? Hold on, Twin Sister, Kendrick.
Yeah, there's also, I think there's quite a big, famous sample on King Kunta, but I can't remember what it is. And then he has like a jungle sample on another track.
Mm. Oh, it's The Recipe. Yeah, so it was on that one. And you think King Kunta had one as well?
I think so.
Obviously had a lot of very well-known samples, but we just picked two in terms of talking about Kendrick, but... You do have quite a few to talk about in terms of a certain five-lettered man. Shall we delve into...
He who shall not be named. Yeah, look, you can't talk about something, but I was putting together my list and I just accidentally put three Kanye West songs on it and didn't realize, I texted them to you and I was like, oh shit, there's three Kanye West songs there, sorry. But I just think... like he's my favorite sampler. Like there's songs that I haven't even included, like All Falls Down, and like he's got so many.
He was so good at doing the
Gold Digger and
the soul sample stuff, right? And we have some of that here, but you also have you have a selection of what he's done.
That's what I was trying to do. Yeah, thank you for noticing. So the first one is from Blood on the Leaves, a sample of Strange Fruit sung by Nina Simone, which was before her song by Billie Holiday, which was her song was like from a poem. So it kind of takes you through that like sampling journey, and kind of shows how samples can, you know, they can be covers, they can be a lot of different things, and a song, or in this case a poem, can go through a lot of different iterations and versions before it gets to something like Blood on the Leaves, which is a tremendous, beautiful and incredibly sad song. So yeah, here are
we'll kick off with the sample from Wolves, which is Don Andrea Sexed Me, sorry, which is a sample, a wolf. And it is a sound recording of a wolf, and then Blood on the Leaves, and then we'll finish the last one. We'll talk about the last one afterwards. Here you go.
Okay.
Seven feet barren, strange fruit, blood on the leaves, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
I just need to clear my mind now. It's been racing since the summertime.
Please.
Now I'm holding down the summer now.
Please.
And all I want is what I can't buy now.
Cause
I ain't got the money on me right now. And I told you to wait.
Please.
Yeah, I told you to wait.
Please.
So I'ma need a little more time now. Cause I ain't got the money on me right now. And I thought you could wait.
Please.
Yeah, I thought you could wait.
Please.
These bitches surrounding me.
Thursday. She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club.
You okay? Three samples bangers there.
So yeah, I mean, so Wolves is a really interesting one because he just sounds a wolf, and it's a wolf from like a digital library. Like somebody found it, what he would have, like the file he would have used. It's just used so brilliantly. Like it's just so, it creates so much atmosphere. And like sampling is, you know, about kind of being in conversation with like popular music history and different things that have happened in the past, but it's also about being in conversation with the stuff that's kind of going on around
with
you
other
as well.
Animals.
Like you can argue that with other animals, absolutely. And you know, it brings up questions of like, can animals create music? Which is a question I'm fascinated by. And like, you know, is that wolf collaborating there, which I really like. Blood on the Leaves, and then Bound 2 is like, I think I love Bound 2 because that song makes me think of like early Kanye's sampling style, like the kind of late registration, like just that really kind of meaty sampling style that kind of allows you to interact with the original piece as well as kind of hearing it in this new way as well. Like the original piece is still quite recognizable as what it is, like similar to like a song like Gold Digger, for example, or All Falls Down. And I think Bound 2 is one of the great love songs. I just love it so much. Those are my three Kanye picks.
Yeah, I must. I know that Kanye documentary on Netflix. Obviously, Kanye is going through loads of things, and I haven't been able to go back.
Have you still not watched
it? I watched the start. I think I watched 1.5, maybe. I can't remember. It was
the first two episodes are so.
Yeah, maybe I watched the first two, but it is do get a bit of that sense of him as a producer as well, which is great. Which is very much worth watching. But I just had enough for him for a while, which is understandable also. But yeah.
That's fair.
He's
if you wanted to hear me talking about it, I was on Arena talking about it, which you could probably find on their podcasts somewhere. But I explained Kanye to Sean just about before the final cancellation of Kanye West. So got in there early, as I tend to do with these artists. Yep.
Okay. <Yep. laughs> Who could you be talking about?
Less said about that, the better. Do you want my next one?
No, I'm going to pick a few here because I've got too many, and so I'm going to run through a lot.
Okay.
The next track I picked samples a Steely Dan song and takes an expletive and runs with it 52 times across the running time of the song. It is here. You're going to hear first Steely Dan, Showbiz Kids, and then you'll hear Super Fine Animals, The Man Don't Give a Fuck. Yeah, that's great. They turned that into an absolute jam, and then live it gets very unwieldy and even more elongated. A great track. That's Super Animals, The Man That Give Fuck, sampling Steely Dan, Showbiz Kids. How about, we couldn't really do this without mentioning one of the greatest rapper producers of all time, the supervillain MF Doom, and his collaboration, especially with Madlib on Mad Villain. Here we go. This is Fancy Clown from Mad Villain sampling, which you'll first hear, ZZ Hill, a trap called That Ain't the Way to Make Love.
Said you're gone. You've been tipping around uptown, wooing some fancy clown. I been round, what for you? I been round, what for you? I knew you was fucking around. Playing all innocent, hoeing since the foundation. Don't make me have to pound this Tim Crown, facing the risk being jammed up like traffic.
Yeah, Mad Villain, Fancy Clown, could have picked a lot of things there, but that's the one that spoke to me today. The next choice is actually one I did do a podcast about sampling before, but not with yourself, with Sally Cinnamon, when we had a brief podcast called Loose Joints, and we did a live one from the Science Gallery. And I remember we had the expert from Messiah J and the expert on the panel, along with Jennifer Gannon, I think, and myself and Sally. And This is one of those ones that isn't on whosampled.com, maybe because the song is 15 years old at this point. But it's a sample of Kate Bush, and you're going to hear a Kate Bush song called Under Ice now. So Kate Bush, Under Ice from Hounds of Love from 1985, and the song that samples it is The Field from 2007. Here We Go, Sublime is the name of the album, and the track is called Over the Ice, of course. Here's an obvious one, but a good one, and one we really had to include, myself and yourself had to include, because, I mean, ABBA never gets sampled, but Madonna did it. And of course, she did it on Hung Up. And this is what she did with...
Are you being sarcastic when you say ABBA never gets sampled, or do they actually not?
No, they don't. They don't. Well, they don't clear samples.
I actually don't know.
They don't allow samples to be cleared, generally. Madonna had to go and ask nicely.
Oh, is that
it? Yeah. So, and they were like, okay. I'd say they probably would now, because they seem like they're mellowed a lot, even though they don't need to, but... I think Madonna is such a turned this song, Gimme Gimme Gimme, into an even bigger camper song. So here we go. Now, Andrea, you had a disco-y track for as a sample, so please explain yourself.
Okay, I was at the cinema the other night with Harry, and you know the music that comes on before the cinema, the like little doo-doo-doo, burp-boo, doo-doo-doo. And I said to Harry that the three best songs in the world are the music that comes on before the cinema, Copacabana, and the disco remix of Beethoven's Fifth. those are the only three songs that I will hear anyone talk about in terms of the greats. So I've obviously included A Fifth of Beethoven by Walter Murphy, because it's one of the greatest things I've ever heard. And you might also know it as like the Judge Judy music, but it's so much more than that.
I mean, this is a pretty special choice. I'm gonna press play.
It means a lot to me to have it included. Makes me so happy. It's like that's what music was invented to do. It's just it's like serotonin just straight into my brain. I absolutely love it.
Who sampled that song afterwards? Was like Puff Daddy or Mace or something like that, around that time, wasn't somebody?
Maybe.
Or I think they sampled this version as opposed to the original. So maybe
the OG.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even need to play the original sample, obviously. Was Busta Rhymes had it?
No.
73 songs are listed here. Let me see.
But like, it's called A Fifth of Beethoven.
Yeah.
And it samples Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Even that's great. You know, it's just good, clean fun. You know,
and it says here,
if that came on while I was out, I'd freak out. I actually would. I think you should add it to your Lumo set.
Do you know what? I think I did play it like in the last few months somewhere. Yeah. Do you know? I think I played it at Lumo because,
oh my God.
I think I was listening to Solwax and they have this. And I was like, yeah, I'm putting that on my keys. I have it anyway. Definitely have it. Oh.
Pure joy, yeah, honestly.
Yeah. You just have to come to a Lumo.
If we were
sometime,
ever changing,
Andrea, you just have to.
I know. What do I always say, Niall? Start it at 7.
No.
I will be there. I will.
Just
I'll come
for you.
To a Lumo.
Just for you.
I'll come in April.
Okay, great. Yeah, A Fifth of Beethoven, 1976. Apparently, Mr. Walter Murphy wanted to do it because. No one was doing this at the time. No one was updating classical music. Didn't really...
What a genius.
He did record a demo tape of 5 songs, 3 like, pop songs, and then this one, a disco rendition of Fifth Symphony, of course.
But like, what you need to understand is that like basically no one had heard of Beethoven until he did this. Everyone was like, who is this guy?
It's like that
that's
Richard
my
Curtis
lore.
Film about with Yesterday, where no one's heard of the Beatles, that kind of thing.
No one heard of Beethoven until this guy decided to he was crate digging.
Well, speaking of anonymity, our next artist is comes from, well, we don't know who this next artist is because it's Burial. And I have a Burial sample and you have a Burial sample. And sample is the track, a very well-known track. Let's play it. Let's play it first and then talk about it. Here's a sample first. Don't act like you don't Ray J, One Wish.
See, your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt. Back then we were in school. And that's your favorite.
That's a Metal Gear Solid track.
You were loving, holding, kissing. Tell me I'm holding you. Could it be alone? Could it be alone? Could it be alone? Loving you. Could it be alone? Could it be alone? Could it be alone? Kissing you. Tell me I'm alone. Tell me I'm alone. Tell me I'm alone.
Yeah, that's Archangel from Untrue from 2007. Ray J, One Wish. Ray J, who did the sex tape with Kim Kardashian way back. That was what Ray J is known for.
Oh! With,
immortalized here.
Oh,
yeah, immortalized
that's
here
Ray
in
J.
Burial's track, Archangel. Oh. You hear the song. Opening Infiltration by Harry Gregson-Williams and Norihiko Habino from Metal Gear Solid soundtrack, from the game soundtrack. And also there's a sample listed which isn't there in that audio, but is actually from Christina Aguilera performing Beautiful from Saturday Night Live in 2004, which is in there somewhere.
Mm. He loves doing that. He loves finding like live performances of stuff to kind of throw you off. And I remember like Harry knows loads about like Burial sampling and stuff. And he was telling me before that he also likes to look at like YouTube covers of songs to sample as well, which I find really, really interesting. That's like, there's such a weird gray area in terms of crediting people there that Burial obviously doesn't give a fuck about, or is, you know, actively challenging. But
that's modern
day. Yeah, it's really interesting.
Crate digging, really, isn't it? Like going deeper and deeper and deeper so people can't.
Yeah, it is.
Obscuring
really.
And obfuscating the original sample so that people are like, I know it's that song, but I'm not sure which version it is.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But you also have a Burial, now it's a very different sample, and you kind of went on a different route here.
Yeah, so I've talked about Come Down to Us before on this podcast and the kind of like just overwhelming effect it's had on me in my life as a song. It has a lot of samples on it. It has Red Glowing Dust by John Halour. It has an interview with NASA Earth scientist Melissa Dawson. It has a sample of Who Are You from Liquid Sky, which is a dialogue piece. But the bit I wanted to draw attention to was Lana Wachowski's speech at the Human Rights Campaign Visibility Award. So she is a transgender film director who was receiving an award for kind of raising awareness and human rights and all good things. And the speech is, it kind of comes out of nowhere. It comes at the very end of the track and it kind of positions the whole track so beautifully. And I wanted to include it because I'm a real sucker for like speeches and especially like radio, like samples from like radio, as in people radioing one another, not like the radio, or like the shipping forecast, and just kind of spoken word stuff that is recontextualized and kind of put into, or like enters into a new mood based on like music around it. So I wanted to include this. This is at like the very end of a very long song, Come Down to Us by Burial, which if you haven't heard, please go listen to it.
Without examples, without models, I began to believe voices in my head that I was a freak, that I am broken, that there is something wrong with me, that I will never be lovable. Years later, I find the courage to admit that I am transgendered and that this does not mean that I am unlovable. So this world that we imagine in this room might be used to gain access to other rooms, to other worlds previously unimaginable.
Who are you? Would you come to
Yeah, very different kind of use of sample, and certainly for Burial as well, very overt in terms of a statement.
Yeah, that's what I love about it, because like we were saying, so much of his sampling work is kind of obscuring the source material, and I love how he just lets her speak there. And there is, you know, a kind of an atmospheric, like sort of rain sound, sort of thundery sounds around her while she's speaking, but like, yeah, just allowing her to have that moment. I remember just feeling like really moved by that after having listened to, like, I heard the song like after listening to other Burial tracks, and I was like, I was really struck by the fact that he allowed her to just speak in her own voice and not, you know, change it or manipulate it in any way, just kind of adding a bit of atmosphere around it. I just thought it was so beautiful, and I was so moved by it. I love those kinds of samples. I love people talking alongside music. I'm like, nom nom, give me that. That's why I like a lot of ambient stuff, I suppose. Like, if my ideal album is like music for airports with the shipping forecast in the background.
Lovely. Okay, that was Burial. We had two tracks there, Archangel, and then what was Come Down to Us is the one you chose as well. A few more before we sail off into the sampling sunset. It is, I've got a few tracks for you. Here is a song. Let's see. Just play it. Let's just play it. A rock song. A rock song being sampled by a grime artist.
Huh?
I don't know why man's calling me family all of a sudden. Like, my mum don't know your mum. Stop telling man you're my cousin. I got day ones and
Yeah, that was Skepta, man, sampling Queens of the Stone Age, Regular John. Speaking of rap, classic rap samples, how about this one?
Alive was no job at second hands. Moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin Land.
That's a great one. That's obviously Wu-Tang Clan and Cream slapping the Charmels, As Long As I've Got You. I have two now, which will take us home, and they are Irish related. First one is an older track. Let's just play it. That was Passion Pit, of course, Sleepyhead from 2009. A song that launched that band's career, essentially. And the sample is Mary O'Hara, Or Over My Bodine. I don't think they ever really took off after that. They had a few albums. And I think the singer from Passion Pit struggled with some mental health stuff as well. But I remember seeing them in Whelan's after this came out, being like, oh my God. They were so buzzy at the time. And our final song then is 10 years later. This song comes out in 2019, and it wouldn't be remiss of me to include a bit of Rosalía and James Blake. It's a song called Barefoot in the Park, and I'm going to play the sample first and we'll explain a little bit about what happened with this one. James Blake and Rosalía, Barefoot in the Park. So this song, that sample, is the most Irish thing I could find this week, what I could remember. Actually, Tara Stewart was the one that found this originally, because she was playing it on a radio show at the time and was like, where's that sample from? Sounds Irish. And put out a few calls. Turns out it was Irish. It was recorded by singer and harpist Valerie Armstrong in 1971, and it was recorded for RTE in the RDS at the Fesh Ciol in Dublin that year. And Valerie Armstrong was 13 years of age at the time. I remember she even, I put up a post about it.
Great archives do RTE.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Filo Runo is the name of the track, and she was 13 years of age. I remember we were all, Tara put that up and we were like, okay, let's see if we can find something. And Valerie Armstrong, who was still active in music, did email me that year and say, hey, this is me. And yes, it was officially cleared by the artist and all good. So she was delighted to be featured. So that is James Blake and Rosalia sampling a Valerie Armstrong. So yeah, look, you can obviously go on and on forever and ever. And I even have a book about Paul's Boutique that I didn't even reference at all. So there's loads of things in there that we could talk about sampling. But, you know, it's a fun one to do. And I thought it'd be nice to do. And I think it is a nice episode.
You're forgetting a whole section, Niall.
Am I?
The scooter section. Oh. Yeah. We're going to talk for like 15 minutes about Scooter.
Yeah, that's for Patreon only.
Come on.
Actually. So
yeah, Patreon join only. The Patreon.
Patreon.com/99 to hear it exclusively about the Scooter's sampling career.
Yeah. Just for legal reasons, Patreons, we're not going to do that. So just so you know.
For legal reasons.
For legal reasons. So no one sues us.
Yeah.
We won't be doing that, but maybe someday.
No chance. No chance.
Well, Niall, thank you for taking me on this voyage.
Yeah,
I enjoyed myself.
Sure, no problem. My pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure. That's what I've been doing all day, making little clips for people. So hope you enjoy it. And yeah, I hope you found something you maybe didn't know, or maybe you didn't, you haven't heard of. And so we illuminated some part of the music world from the Amen Break to whatever sample we may have featured there. So look, I'm going to share a playlist on the Patreon actually of samples and some of my favorite sample tracks. Cool. So yeah, look out for that in the next week on patreon.com/99. Andrea, thanks a mil for joining me as ever.
We're back next week.
We are back next week. And... Okay. All right, then. That's enough for this episode. Episode 201. Thanks again for everybody for their lovely messages on episode 200 and for their participation in episode 200. Thanks so much for asking questions.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
But yeah, we leave it there till next week from the 99 podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.
And God bless.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.